It's so nice to see so many of you at this celebration, because First Communion is always a really special event for parishes, and it is also for our parish. Now, so many of family members are here today, and I see lots of grandparents here, right? They really want to be part of this First Communion. And we also have two grandparents who are deacons who are assisting me, Deacon Dan, and he's come for his grandson, Lawton, who's going to receive First Communion, and then Deacon Patrick, he's here for his granddaughter, Brianna. And family gathering together, boys and girls, you know, especially coming for your First Communion, you know, because they love you and they want to share this important day with you, right? They want to be present with you. In the same way, Jesus wants to be with you. Not only on your special day, but he wants to be with you always. And that is the reason why he gives us his body and blood, right? We know the story, right? He was going to go back to his Father in heaven. And because he was going back to his Father in heaven, he, at the same time, wanted to be with us. And so he leaves for us his body and his blood, so that you can receive Jesus. Before I want to say anything more, I want to extend the greeting of Jesus. Right? If you heard the greeting of Jesus, who remembers what was Jesus' greeting when he came, his disciples saw him? Anybody? Anybody who was paying attention? No? I heard somebody saying something. There we go. Peace be with you. Right? Such a beautiful greeting, right? What does it mean, right? That means do not worry, right? So, we want to start today with that greeting. Because I don't want you to worry about what's going to happen this next few minutes, right? You know, I want you to sit down and enjoy. Because don't worry about what you're going to do, or how you're going to receive First Communion. Because, you know, Jesus is going to come into your heart. And he does. Parents, this is actually, I should tell parents this thing too. Also, I should say the same greeting to the parents, because they worry more than the kids. Right? The greeting is for all of us, right? Peace be with you. Not only today, but through our life. Reminding us that I am with you. Jesus wants us to be happy. He wants us to be at peace. You know, things are going to be difficult in our life. That's part of life. But knowing that Jesus is with us, hopefully we can be in peace. And then, in today's gospel, interesting gospel, isn't it? Thomas. Thomas, one of the things that Thomas says, you know, when the disciples tell him, we have seen Jesus, he is risen. And Thomas says, I am not going to believe you unless I put my fingers in his hands. And I put my hand in his wound at the side, I am not going to believe you. It's difficult to believe, right? Thomas was, I think, like us in some way. Now, pretty soon, you guys know what this is, right? What is it?
The host.
The host, right? It is the bread, right? This bread, I got a bigger bread today so everybody could see it. So this bread is going to become the body of Christ. Hard to believe it. How can this bread, which looks going to be looking exactly like bread, is going to be the body of Christ? Right? Some of us can have difficulty to believe it. But we know it does. Why does it become? How does it become the body of Christ? Very good, right? The priest says that prayer. We said it was a prayer of consecration. And then Jesus, the Holy Spirit, turns this bread into the body of Christ. As simple as that. But it's sometimes hard for us to believe that. You know, the miracle that we as Catholics see day after day. You know, so if somebody asks you, have you seen a miracle in your life? The answer should be, yes, we have. We see it at Mass all the time. Right? The bread turning into the body of Christ. And today, because Jesus wanted to be with you in a special way, where he wants to be close to you and he wants to give himself to you so that he can live in you. He's going to come into your hearts in a special way when you receive the body of Christ. Right? And when you receive the body of Christ, boys and girls, you are going to carry him with you. And because each one of us carry the body and blood of Christ in us, we carry Jesus in us, because we carry Jesus in us, then how we treat each other becomes important. Hopefully we can see Jesus in the other person. Really, really important, right? That's why when we talk about our community, we talk about being the body of Christ, right? We say we are the body of Christ because Jesus is in each and every one of you. What's going to happen when you receive, right? When you receive the body of Christ, parents, kids already know this because I talked to them this early, but for the parents, this is a good one for you. Think about when your children were born, right? When they were little babies, you know, we talked about that. And you gave them food to eat so they could nourish, you know. And because you gave them food, they are grown up now, right? They are tall, they have more hair, today they look beautiful and handsome. And that food that you have given them has nourished them to become what they are now. And today you have brought them to First Communion so they can receive the spiritual food. that is Jesus, right? So that they could receive the body of Christ. And this body of Christ is also going to nourish them, right? It's not once and for all, right? You have to bring them every Sunday so they can be nourished by the body of Christ. And you won't see it, right, immediately. But over the time, then they will grow in their faith. They will become more kind and more loving and more gentle and more forgiving, more generous. You know, that's what the receiving of body of Christ does for us if we receive it in faith. Such an important part, right? So today, as we pray, boys and girls, our prayers for you, right? Your prayers from your parents and your grandparents and all your family who's here and all our parishioners is that you always stay closer to Jesus, who you are going to receive in the Eucharist, right? You always stay closer to him. And he's going to love you and he's going to be there for you all the time. You can count on him just like you can count on your parents. And we all are glad today that we can celebrate this day with you.